Well, I'm speaking with a longtime friend of KBAQ, Joy Kleesner, who has taken a new job. In fact, do I have to call you Joseph now?
No.
We know you as a bassoon player extraordinaire and all the groups you play with, and having brought your enthusiasm to the Valley, and it's just been infectious on so many levels. And I know you've been involved with this group for a while, but now you're going to be, well, wearing two hats with the Fountain Hills Chamber Players.
That's right. Artistic director hat is the hat that makes choices regarding repertoire, instrumentation, thematic programming.
What's the other hat?
The other hat is all the nitty-gritty, the grass cutting, the weed pulling, the bulb planting, the fruit harvesting. It is
You're a farmer.
The farming of classical music. That's right. And anyway, it's been a very eye-opening learning experience, but it has been a really valuable experience. And I have to thank the community. They've come. It's going to be 20 years next season, which is a big deal.
I'm looking at a schedule here. It starts on January 10.
We have our regular concert season, which is four programs at Shepherd of the Hills Lutheran Church. Those are all Sunday afternoons at 3 o'clock with a 2:30 pre-concert talk. And there's always a reception afterwards where you can hang out with the musicians. These are the traditional classical programmed chamber concert format, and they're about 45 minutes to an hour each, so they actually are oriented more to the 21st century audience. It's also a Sunday afternoon and a sensitive day of the week for a lot of people, so that's the way we've decided to put it together, and it worked really well. Last year, our attendance was up over 25% for each concert, which is a terrific success.
So some of what you were talking about then is beyond the program I'm looking at, the four concerts I'm looking at.
That's right. So that's essentially our subscription series. We're doing two outreach programs in the spring. One is they're both at the Fountain Hills Community Center, and they are both free admission. One is a recital with me and the board president, Alice Brovan, who is a fine pianist. We are going to do a kind of historic perspective and look at the instrument from 300 years ago to up to like 40 years ago, very recent. And then the other, that's in January on the 29th. And then the other program on March 2nd is, we're calling that one Bassooner or Later. And we have a bassoon quartet, actually. And we will appear as a quartet playing a variety of repertoire, Sterling, like a little bit of Irving Berlin, a little bit of Fun, the pop band, a bunch of Broadway, classical, counterpuntal kind of music, you know, Bach, et cetera.
You know, so, four bassoon players at one time, that's all, you could reach critical mass there.
There are about 1,000, four bassoonists walk into a bar, jokes.
So the goal then is to further what they started, and it just goes hand in hand with what kind of what you wanted to do when you came, what you've been doing since you came.
That's right.
Get music in new places and approach it in new ways, and let's have fun and grow this thing.
Yeah, I want to turn the Fountain Hills Chamber Players from a taco cart into a full-service restaurant.
Well, I tell you, congratulations. More power to you. And Fountain Hills Chamber Players, you guys have made a great pact together. So Joseph, nay Joey, Kleesner.
Thanks, Sterling. It's great to be here with you.